Well, most of us would not describe ourselves as saints. And maybe we also wouldn't describe the members of our families as saints. But we have been made saints because of the grace and love of Jesus. So we're saints and sinners at the same time. So when we talk about the communion of saints, as we do on All Saints Sunday, which is today, the communion of saints is in part about the bond that we share with believers all over the world, believers we'll never meet because they live in a place we'll never go, and also believers throughout time. So saints who have died in the Lord are still with us in a way because we are all in Christ, whether we are in this life or the next. So through Christ we are made one, and even death cannot take that away from us. As we think of those who've gone before us, those we've known personally, those who've died recently, perhaps those who died many years ago, some of them shared their faith in the Lord with us. Some of them encouraged us in our walk with the Lord. Some of them were very important in shaping us and helping us to be the people we are today. And so we thank God for them first. Thank God for their influence in our lives. And as living sinner saints, we currently have the opportunity to pass on the faith, to do maybe what they did for us, to pass on the faith, perhaps to the next generation, our children and grandchildren, nieces and nephews. And not just the next generation in our own family, because the children and youth of the church belong to all of us. They're all ours. And we need to pass faith on to them. We can also pass the faith on to anyone willing to listen as well. Disciples of Jesus making disciples of Jesus. Maybe it's a coworker or a friend. All of us are called to pass on the faith in one way or another to the next generation, to those in our daily lives. So, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, we'll start with verse 5. I'll read it again because it's good. Jesus quoted it. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Jesus said this was the greatest commandment. Deuteronomy continues. Verse 6 says, these commandments are to be on your hearts. And then verse 7, impress them on your children. Another version says, repeat them again and again to your children. The Message translation says, get them inside of you, and then get them inside of your children. Talk about them wherever you are. And verses 7 through 9 list some of the places and times when we impress these commandments on the next generation or whoever is around and is willing to listen. At home, walking on the road, before we go to bed, when we get up in the morning. These are surprisingly applicable to modern life, considering how old this passage is. There's only one kind of update I would make. Most of us spend more time driving around than walking around. That's maybe not a good thing, but it's true. And when you're in the driver's seat, you have a captive audience, right? Love the Lord your God. Get that inside of you. Talk about it with your children and whoever else is around while you're at home, while you're out and about, before bed, first thing in the morning. Rather than come up with some really rigid ways, some very specific or rules about how we need to be talking about loving God during every car ride or every bedtime. And we can write a whole book on it, right? We could have a pamphlet with instructions. I think the point is that we love God and talk about loving Him all the time and any time. There is no inappropriate time. While making dinner or driving to school is not too ordinary to have anything to do with God. Ordinary and routine moments are wonderful times to share about our holy and and awesome God. He's not too far away to be in those ordinary moments. Sometimes we try to keep God limited to certain spaces or situations. We want to keep him in church or keep him for certain occasions, but he wants to be in everything and in every day. Verse 8 says, tie the commandments to your hands. Wear them on your foreheads as reminders. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. We could probably do this in anything that reminds us of God and his word throughout our busy days. So it might be scripture verses posted where we see them often. It might be symbols such as the cross, reminding us of Christ's sacrificial love for us and for everyone. So that as we go about our busyness, we have these reminders that call us back to loving God right in the middle of everything we're doing and everything that's going on. And of course, the children and others around us are seeing those scriptures and those symbols too. And you never know, they might ask. They might ask what it is or what it means. And then we have an opportunity for a spiritual conversation. And even if we don't feel like we know how to answer all their questions, we can start with what it means to us. And that's a great place to start. And there will probably be more questions, depending on the age. If it's a child, depending on the age, there will be like infinite questions, right? Verse 20 anticipates the questions, especially from children. It says, when your son or daughter asks you, what is the meaning of the commandments? There is an assumption that if loving God is seen and heard every day, that especially children will eventually ask what it all means. Deuteronomy goes ahead and provides an answer, so you don't even have to wonder how to answer the child's question. The answer is provided. It's basically a brief retelling of what God did for his people. It's just a few sentences long. It talks about God bringing the Israelites out of slavery and into the good land that he prepared for them. So think about how you would summarize for a child or for a friend the Lord's saving actions for you. Perhaps you would talk about how on your own you would be lost to sin and death, but because Jesus came for you, died for you, and now lives and reigns forever, you are now free from sin and death. Maybe you'd put it in your own words. Maybe you would add that we can grieve with hope, knowing that this life is not the end. However you would put it, and maybe you would share your own stories of his work in your life, it's such good news. Very, very good news. That's way too good to keep to ourselves and to keep quiet about. So let's find every special or mundane opportunity we can to talk about our God and what he has done for us and who he is and how much we love him and how much he loves us. Let's sing, Tell Your Children. It's on your insert.